Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game, 624 AM. It's the Boys Club Edition. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan Matthews hanging out with you this morning, getting you set up. It is a Falcons Friday. We're getting you set up for all the college football, the Ryder Cup, which tees off in, what did I say, about 45 minutes from now.
Friday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there it's a Fair Foul Friday as well. Dylan hosting Fair Foul later. You ready for that?
I'm born ready. Okay, always cool. Ready.
All right, cool. That'll be a fun edition of Fair Foul Friday as well. Before we get into this Falcons conversation, I have to read you guys this Baker Mayfield quote that came out of his conversation with Mark Sanchez yesterday. Get your feel on this, because we do live in the South. I do find a sense of pride. I did when I was in college, of playing in the South in the heat. And Baker Mayfield kind of talking about the advantage of playing in the heat. He's like, you know, we'll have a good game plan. We'll try to tire them out. We're in Tampa, the heat. They're not going to be used to that. I heard stories about them coming down a day early. And he's talking about the Jets. Coming down a day early, honestly, I don't think that's going to help them. One day is not going to get you acclimated to this humidity. I think it makes them think about it more when you get down here earlier. I tend to agree with him, man. I tend to agree with Baker Mayfield. He's like, just coming down for one day early because of the humidity does absolutely nothing for you. It's going to be more of a mindset problem than anything.
He was talking about the Jets or the Eagles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's talking about the Eagles.
I was going to say because
I don't know why I was thinking Jets because it was with Mark Sanchez.
Well, just played the Jets, and I was like, I don't know how that game actually played out to where it didn't look like it, you know, it hurt the Jets.
I'll say this. Tampa does seem fresher at the end of the games than any of the opponents they've had. They've had three comeback wins.
Two of those were played in domes.
Yeah.
But does Baker not understand that it's hot in Philadelphia and New York, right now too? Like, it's not,
yeah, but it's not humidity like that. It's 90 degrees. The forecast is 90 degrees in Tampa, and the heat index is going to get over 100.
I know, but all these teams went through training camp. Like, it's not like, Arch and I have had this conversation about the weather, and like, it's really more of a cold weather thing. And he's like, he goes, yeah, I guess you're used to it, but you know, you don't like playing in cold weather if you're
either way.
No matter where you play, you don't want to play when it's extremely hot or extremely cold. Like, you know, the used to it thing is one thing, but I mean, like, it's also not like.
I just think it comes down to who's in better shape.
I guess my point with the whole thing is it's not like it is December. And the Eagles have been practicing outside or indoors for the last, you know, they're still practicing. It's still hot outside. They're still playing hot games.
Yeah.
Like, I know the humidity is one thing, but I don't think it's that much different yet. I appreciate Baker. I do like Baker Mayfield, actually, but I hope they lose this weekend.
Same.
I mean, look.
Need them to slow up a little bit.
I never pull for Dylan's team, the Eagles, but I will say this, like the fact that they're playing Tampa, I wouldn't mind them.
I was literally about to say, it sounds like we're all Eagles fans this weekend.
No, I just would rather see Tampa Bay lose.
I tried.
All right. Hey, let's pivot. Let's talk about the Washington Commanders against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, obviously, rough game offensively when we talked back to last Sunday. We talked about it till we were blue in the face yesterday, and we'll get to more of the pistol conversation here in just a little bit.
Yay.
Zach Robinson on the sideline here in just a little bit. Unfortunately, yes, we are still talking about that. And, you know, I think Dan Orlovsky came on, you know, Turtle Show last night and had a couple of good comments about the way he feels about the pistol. Some stuff I don't agree with, which we'll cover later. I do want to get real quick, though, to the quarterback matchup. And Jaden Daniels is limited. It's kind of – you kind of got the hokey-pokey thing going on with him and Terry McLaurin. Like, some people feel like they're in, some people feel like they're out. I've made the comment multiple times, and I know that we've had this conversation on this show. I feel like Marcus Mariota is going to be a part of the game plan regardless. I don't think you just – you know, I just don't think you have Jaden Daniels as, you know, maybe he plays, maybe he doesn't, and then he just takes over and plays every single snap. Marcus Mariota was good in the run game a week ago. I want to play this cut. This is Jeff Ulbrich talking yesterday about the uncertainty at quarterback for Washington.
It does, a little bit from the standpoint from the passing game, because they're a little bit different passers. I really believe this team, they make their money with their run game, and whether that's the run itself or what it sets up or the RPO off the run game, that is going to be the same regardless. Jaden ran that at a high level in college, and he's run at a high level at the Commanders. Marcus Mariota, everywhere he's gone, he's run at a high level. I've had experience with him at the collegiate level and the professional level, so I'm getting sick and tired of playing against him. He's a pain in the butt. You know, he's a better athlete than you want him to be. He can run that offense at a high level. So regardless of who we face, it's going to be a tremendous challenge.
I love that he talks about the run game there. And you brought this up early in the week. They come out. They go heavy. They go unbalanced. They're doing all the stuff in the backfield. They're running to pistol formation, which is crazy
how
to think about.
How many yards back is the running back? Yeah.
7.5. The running back is back in the backfield, which is, you know, it's just kind of a funny caveat when you have this conversation day in and day out. Cliff, I asked yesterday, how many Falcons fans would take Cliff Kingsbury right now as their head coach? And we had different theories, but it's just funny because you're going to see the running back at 7.5 yards if that's the case. Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah, there's some people in this city and in the national media that apparently do not know how many yards back a running back lines up in the pistol. But we're not the only ones that line them back 7.5 yards. But Ulbrich, to get out of, you know, Shotville and get to the reality, is Ulbrich is right. They're the second best rushing team in the league right now through three games at 157-yard clip. Last year, they ran the ball for they beat us because of the ability to run the ball down our throats, 216 yards. And not only the ability to run – really not even the ability to run the ball, but the ability for the quarterback to run the football. Yeah. And a lot of that were drop back. If your first read wasn't there, go. Because we were getting home with an anemic pass rush last year, as we had, even late where it was better. Late in the season, it was much better, but still not great. Jake, you know, we were getting home, and the grand adjustment at the second half by Cliff Kingsbury was Jaden just take off.
Yeah. Hey, if you just drop back.
If your first read's not there, if you have time, go to your second.
Yeah.
And if your second read's not there, run.
Yeah.
Also, if your first read's not there and you feel a little bit of rush, go. And that's what he did, to the tune of 127 yards. So he's so right. In fact, their leading rusher as far as the running back department is no longer even on the team as far as in this game last year, which was Brian Robinson. But, you know, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt has been very good. If I had to take a bet right now, if he said, Bo, here, you have to go on this bet, I would tell you that Jaden Daniels plays and Terry McLaurin doesn't. Yeah. That's what I would say.
I agree with that. Caden Ellis also spoke yesterday, and he was asked how he approaches a week where he's really not sure who's going to be playing quarterback.
Just prepare. It can be either of them. And one of the cool things is they're both really athletic. They both got great arms. And obviously, Jaden's a special young player. If he's up, then reverse him last year, go out and get some stops. And reversing Marcus, he's also a special player, go out and get some stops.
They are leading the NFL, Bo, at 5.7 yards per carry. Now, Atlanta's defense, the ability to stop the run, way improved through three games from where it was a year ago. We're at 96.3 yards per game on defense. They are second in the NFL at 157. Something's got to give. How confident do you feel that what we've seen from the first few weeks in terms of our run defense can continue to be carried over into this game?
I feel really confident because, again, I feel like a lot of – look – they're going to try to stress you in the running game, But the reality is like a lot of that is with the quarterback. And I think that we're better suited these days to do that. It's different. You can talk about the Baker Mayfield thing, but it's different when it's a scramble drill and it's an elite caliber guy. If Marcus Mariota is back there, sure, he's good at running the football. I don't think he's as good with his pocket presence scrambling as a Baker Mayfield. Call me crazy. I don't. I think he's better out of the pure running RPO stuff. I think Jaden Daniels is the better guy as far as the pocket presence runner. I think, you know, ability, escapability.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremy McNichols last week had 4 carries for 78 yards against the Raiders. And primarily, like 40, 50 of that was off one run where there was about 4 missed tackles, including Max Crosby missing a tackle on that run. So their running game, their numbers are a little bit bloated. I'm just not – but, see, I also go back to the fact that if Jaden Daniels – and you talk about you think Mariota is going to be used, I'm not so sure that they're going to play revolve-the-door quarterback. Maybe here or there with a 3rd-and-2 type of situation. But how eager is Jaden Daniels going to be to scramble? And how eager are they going to be to run RPO with him if he plays with – the fact that he's struggling with a knee injury and it is only week 4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that. I just think that, like you're talking about, when it comes to some of these situations, I think it would make the guys like Caden Ellis think just a little bit. If you're putting Marcus Mariota and you're like, okay, what are they doing here? And then maybe you think it's going to be a rundown. Maybe he can beat you with the pass. I think it just adds an extra layer. And we just heard from Jeff Ulbrich talk about it. It's like, dude, it's a challenge. Both of them are good. Both of them are athletic.
Look, let's be real. These guys are still coaches, and they still have egos, and they still have fear. And they are going to be way less, I feel like, less likely to throw the football with Mariota if Jaden Daniels is starting and healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they're going to put him in there on 3rd-and-2. And now, if they did, it'd be ballsy because I don't know how much you saw what you thought about this, but I thought that even with as well as he played, Mariota put the ball in harm's way quite a few times as far as maybe don't try to fit it in there or maybe don't throw that ball there, but he did and he got away with it.
Yeah.
Is he going to get away with it this week? Because we got 3 ball hawks in that secondary.
Yeah, I agree with it. We got to go to break, man. We come back. Look, there is a lot of road dogs in college football this weekend. Road underdogs. Who's taking them? We're going to have that conversation coming up on the other side. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.